Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I am great and excited about this collection coming out, and hopefully some of your listeners will be able to experience these and see some true rock and roll history.
So this giant DVD collection about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out today. And according to all the information, it's 164 performances on 11 DVDs. This is a lot.
It is. It's enough for everyone that, like, if they want to just listen to it, you can get in your car, put these on, drive to the museum in Cleveland, and drive back and still have time.
Joel, you're the president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so you got to make tough decisions. How do you decide what performances get on a DVD package like this?
Well, we really take a look with the artists and the producers to make sure the actual performance that night was great, you know, that they're happy with it, that the mix was good, that the visuals were good, and you know, everybody needs to be on the same page, because you don't want to put, if there's a misstep that they can't be corrected, that we, you know, do things. So that's why this collection is pretty special, because these are like the best of the best.
I mean, you've got everybody on there, from Alice Cooper and Billy Joel to Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, U2, Metallica. I mean, it's a cross-section of a lot of stuff.
Well, that's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame represents. We represent the most inspirational artists that are out there. And each year, when people are inducted, we look for the people that are most inspiring and, you know, an influential artist, and you know, that's what we, you know, look to collect, and that's what this collection represents.
I can't get you on the phone without copping to the fact that every year when the class of inductees gets announced and the nominations get announced, there's obviously a lot of heated debate, and I've had a lot of very critical things to say about the bands that get in and the artists that get in versus the ones that I feel like get overlooked, especially in heavy metal every year. So can you talk to me about this process?
You bet. I mean, one of the things that's good about this process is when people are eligible, they're always eligible. They don't fall off the list. And I think, you know, we try to have a democratic process as possible, and we have a nominating committee that's comprised of, you know, really smart people that have a very disparate, you know, skill set, you know, of music, of deep historians and know their stuff. And I think we always try to take a look at different genres of rock and roll that might have been underrepresented and try to focus on that at times. So I think that, you know, everyone's always going to be eligible if they're not already inducted. And I think, you know, while people, you know, one of the great things about rock and roll is people are passionate about their favorite act, and they stick with it, and they're angry when they're not inducted or not nominated, and they're happy when they do, but they stick with it, and we appreciate that.
Because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was started so much later than when rock and roll actually came into existence, is there, you know, some catch-up that needs to happen to kind of, you know, there seems like there's so many artists that should be in there, and you only induct, what, 6 or 7 artists a year?
Well, you know, we're kind of limited, you know, by time because of, you know, the actual event. But, you know, I think, you know, we do take a look at, and we have different categories that we do from time to time of early influence artists or musical excellence that might, for artists that might not be, you know, in the regular nomination process. So we really try to, you know, look at everything and try to be as inclusive as we can.
How is it to navigate all of the inner band drama when you're inducting a band that's got former members, current members, offshoot members? How do you decide what members of a band actually go in?
Well, you look at the band at the time of, you know, when the, you know, what period of time are they being recognized for? So if you have a band that really their iconic work, while they still might be working and performing and have different members, you look at like when was their iconic work that got them noticed and made them the influence that they are. And if it was from a particular period of time, let's say, and I'm making this up, from like, you know, 1972 to 1974, where they put out the work that was really what our committee really felt was like the influential time of this particular artist, and who, look at who the members were at that time, and those are the people that get inducted. And, you know, a lot of these bands that have existed for long periods of time, you know, you're hopeful that if people kind of come and go from the bands, you're hopeful for one night the ones who are being inducted can put it, you know, if they're still together, great. You know, if they're not, you know, you're kind of hopeful that they can do it for the fans and for one night, you know, get together for one night and, you know, represent and, you know, appreciate what got them inducted.
How much are you really listening to us when we do the fan voting? Is that really important in the decision making?
Very important. That, you know, the voting can be incredibly close. And, you know, one vote here and there can make a difference between an artist being inducted or not. So that fan vote is really, really important and very key.
Can you give me one of your favorite collaborations, whether it's on the DVD set or not? I mean, I look at that iconic Prince performance of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and I just go, oh, my God, that's one of the greatest moments in rock and roll history. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, it is. You know, there's, you know, that was, you know, look, there's so many, and each year comes up with so many different, you know, somebody new each year. I mean, the Linda Ronstadt moment was great. You know, the thing we did with Nirvana, with the four women, you know, doing the Kurt Cobain parts. But, you know, but each year, the performances of the inductees, whether they're, you know, the original band doing things or they bring somebody else in, or just each year creates a new memory for me. And that's what's so reflective about this collection that people can own, is that they can kind of explore it and go through these things and take the time. And now that they have the time, because it's not like a fleeting thing like it was on TV, but you can take it and put it in your basement or in your car or whatever you want to do and experience it.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me a call. I'm hoping that in the coming years, we're going to get some of these awesome heavy metal artists that, you know, we need to get into the Rock Hall in there. And, you know, the list of artists and performances on this DVD set is pretty impressive. There's a lot of great music on there.
Well, there's great music, there's great memories, there's true history, and, you know, that's something we look to create, you know, every year and every year going forward. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it, Joel.
You bet. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.